Greetings. Welcome to another Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute. We know the word hope. Having hope is a choice that we make. The Apostle Paul wrote in Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, "To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, among us people, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." The Phillips translation says, "Christ in you, the hope of all glorious things to come." Hope with Christ and hope without Christ are not the same thing. The word glory has to do with fulfillment because of God's presence. Every hope that God has put in your heart will have a glorious outcome because the presence of God is in your hope. The key to realizing the hope of glory is to know that Jesus lives inside of us. He lives inside of you. And he wants to express himself in fulfillment of everything. Hope is not based on circumstances, but on our interpretation of the outcome of circumstances. For example, there's a story in the book of Numbers, chapter 13, about Israel, in which 12 leaders were instructed to go look at the land God had promised Israel. He already told them it was good. Well, 10 of the leaders lost hope because of their interpretation of the circumstance of giants being in the land and them being unable to overcome them. And so it was an obstacle they could not see themselves overcoming. Now listen, either you interpret giants you encounter as stronger than you, or you interpret that you are well able, as Caleb later said, with God's help to overcome giant-sized obstacles. Now, this is an example of Christ in you, the hope of glorious things to come. Amen. So hope is a choice. Choose well. God bless you and be encouraged.